Ches Menachemov, Friday the 27th of July. Rabbi Yehuda Baruch Lieberman, don't cry over spilt milk. Emes Hashem, if Mashiach hasn't arrived today, then on Tisha B'Av Nidcha, our shir will be at 1:10, followed by Mincha at 1:45, and by many girsas, Mashiach can still come out of Shabbos.
There's a story brought by Rav Elia Lopion. Famous story about a meeting between Yirmiyahu HaNavi and the Greek philosopher Plato. It seems that after the Churban, Yirmiyahu HaNavi was being misabil on the Churban Abayis, he was by the Bais HaMikdash, and he was crying. And Plato came over, and he said to him, Yirmiyahu HaNavi, you're doch one of the Chachomim of Klal Yisrael, you're a wise man. Surely a sensible person knows that you don't cry over spilt milk. I don't know if that was exactly the expression he used, but the message, the kasha that he was asking, is a kasha that I think many people have shver around this time of the year. Why are we crying over spilt milk? It's happened already, the Beis HaMikdash is gone, the Beis HaMikdash is chorev. A sensible person focuses on the future and doesn't look back at the past. Shabbos, Yom Tov, they're all talking about things that happened in the past, but they are positive. There's a Yetzias Mitzrayim that we still have. There's a Matan Torah that we still have. It's talking about what we do have. Tisha B'Av talks about what we don't have. What is the Avodah of Tisha B'Av? And there's a Neidah Gevolt from the Shlach Kodesh. And if we think about it, I think it'll help us answer this question, but it'll also give us an appreciation for what we're meant to be doing over Tisha B'Av. Shlach Kodesh asks, why is it that on Shabbos we don't keep any Avelus? Tomorrow's going to be Shabbos. It's going to be Tisha B'Av. It's still the ninth day of Av. But basically, there's no Dine Avelus. But for Hesya, nothing at all. So the Pashto Pshat is that it's a clash between two things. On the one hand, Hilchus Avelus tells us a person's got to be misabel, got to mourn the loss of the Beis HaMikdash. Hilchus Shabbos tells us got to be in a good mood, a positive mood. Oynik Shabbos, a ruach of simcha and nechama would be appropriate for Shabbos. So the question is, who wins? Is it Shabbos or Tisha B'Av? And Shabbos prevails, and therefore we're not misabel. Shlach Kodesh says it's true, maybe, but there's something deeper. Chazal tell us, kol ha-mis'abel al Yerushalayim zoiche v'roye b'churbono. A person who truly mourns Yerushalayim, who truly appreciates the loss of Yerushalayim, is zoiche v'roye b'simchosa, connects to the simcha of the Binyan Beis HaMikdash. That's not by chance. It's not just an emotional connection. Says the Shlach Kodesh, the way to rebuild the Beis HaMikdash is by recognizing what we've lost. The Avelus is what will rebuild the Beis HaMikdash. The Chazal that tells us that Mashiach was born on Tisha B'Av is not by chance. It's not because at the highest point of our Avelus, the Rebbeinu Shemad Rachmonos, and Mashiach was born. Mashiach is born out of Tisha B'Av. Our Avodah on Tisha B'Av is what rebuilds the Beis HaMikdash. And when Mashiach comes, we'll be able to look back and see how the Beis HaMikdash was built out of all those Tisha B'Avs from the time of the Churban until Mashiach should come b'mehirah v'yomeinu. Nusat the Shlach Kodesh. We all know the halacha that there's no binyan Beis HaMikdash on Shabbos. You don't build the Beis HaMikdash on Shabbos. And just that you can't build the Beis HaMikdash, and our Avelus is building the Beis HaMikdash, therefore we don't have Avelus of Yerushalayim on Shabbos. Whether you're saying that's Pashup Shat, not Pashup Shat, but it's just a different thought. It means when we approach Tisha B'Av, we're not dealing with the past, we're dealing with the future. We're not just sitting crying over spilt milk, we are oisik in rebuilding Yerushalayim. Now Chazal B'Chochmasam told us, the way to rebuild Yerushalayim is to sit and cry over the Churban. And that needs a husband. Bemis, Rav Shimshon Pinkas points out something interesting. He brings from Chazal that whenever you look at the shleimus of an inyan, whenever you have something that's a full tzura of something, it always has 10 parts. He brings the fact that the Rebbeinu Shem created the world with 10 commandments, with 10 mamoris, 10 statements with which HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to give us the Torah, the summary of the Torah is in 10 commandments, 10 dibros, aseres hadibros, everything is built on 10. In fact, he brings from Chazal that a human being is built on 10 parts as well. And he goes through it that the Tsuras Odom, the body of a person, has seven parts to it, and they correspond to the seven aspects of creation. There's ten. He says, yes, if you look at the mind, the brain has three parts to it. I'm not talking about the physical parts of the brain, although there are three parts of the head as well. But he says, Chazal used three different words when describing wisdom. What are they? It's easy. Chochma, Bina, and Das. Hashem bechochma yosal doretz, koin shemayim besvuno, bedaitoi, tohimais nimkoch, nivko. Chochma, Bina, Das. Says Rav Shimshon, or he brings up Chazal, the body of the person is seven. The head of the person has three parts. Altogether, you have ten. And he says that every time you see one of these tens, if you study it closely, you'll see that there are three roots and seven branches. The brain is the root of everything we do. Our chokhmah, bina, v'das is really behind everything we do. Anytime a person does an action, although the action is done with some part of the body, but where does it come from? It comes from the chokhmah, bina, and das. Brings from Rav Shapiro that there are seven minim. Shivas Haminim, we know that the Eretz Yisrael is blessed with. Chitos, Eira, Gefen, Teino, Rimoy, although the seven Shivas Haminim. Those are seven peiros. But what do those peiros grow from? So in the Loshon of the Pasuk says there are Ayonos, Mayonos, Tohomos, and Nachlemoyim. So there's three water sources. It's Nachlemayim, Mayonos, Tohomos. And from those three, you get seven. Again, the same concept. We have a sheresh where the roots are three, the branches are seven. So that maybe is a deeper concept, but the pattern we can see. So Rav Shimshon, don't you see it again? You come to the 3 weeks, isn't that exactly what we're facing? How many weeks are there that we have Avelus? 3 weeks. Shloshah de Poranusa. What are they followed by? Seven Haftorahs of Nechama, Shiva de Nechemta. 10 weeks that take us from Shivasa v'Tammuz to Rosh Hashanah are days where there's three of Avelus, seven of Nechama. Well, this is Rav Shimshon, you don't have to be such a genius then to work out that what Chazal is showing us is that there are roots and branches. The Shlisha de Paranusa, the 3 weeks of Avelus, are the roots of the Shiva de Nechemta. How that works, we have to work out. But that's what we're working through during these 3 weeks. The combination being Tisha B'Av is sowing the seeds that will eventually bring us to Rosh Hashanah. And Poshup Shatan, that is, that the first part of any refuah, when you go to a doctor, what do you go to a doctor for the first time? What's the first visit about? It doesn't necessarily prescribe a treatment. It's diagnosis. The first stage is to recognize what's wrong. If we don't recognize the problem, we can't hope for a solution. The Shlisha de Paranusa is a time when we realize what we're missing. The moment we realize what we're missing, we can hope to rebuild it. If there's no Shlisha de Paranusa, there can be no Shiva de Nechemta. If we haven't really grasped that we're missing something, how can we hope to get any further? How can we hope to get out of our own little gaps? That's the Pashto Pshat. And that's why what we're being oisik in is really binyan, not churban. Because there can be no binyan if we don't recognize the churban. Pashut. But we understand it goes further than that. What are we feeling on Tisha B'Av? If a person is zeicher to be misabel on Tisha B'Av, if he's able to shed a tear for the Beis HaMikdash on Tisha B'Av, or at least for Tzarosun Shel Yisrael, if a person feels the emotions that are aroused by the kinnas, by the Megillas Eicha, what is he feeling? He's feeling a sense of loss. What does that mean? What is that feeling? It's gaguim. We're missing something. One of the most powerful human emotions is the feeling of wanting something, of missing something, of feeling I don't have it. It's a very deep connection. Imagine your child goes away for Shabbos, and the first time they're away from home, and you feel bad. How is Yankel or Beryl or Chayel going to manage a whole Shabbos without a daddy? It's going to be so hard for her. And she calls them up to Shabbos. He says, "How was it?" "Oh, it was fantastic." What do you think? Oh, you didn't even miss me. But you want your children to miss you, because there's a feeling if we miss our children miss us. That's a sense of connection. Missing something means you're connected to it. If we miss the Beis HaMikdash, then we are still emotionally connected to that Madrega. If we look around and we think, this is our davening, this is our learning, this is our Avodas Hashem, and we want more, then that gaguin, that feeling that we could be better, that feeling there's more out there, is already a strong emotional connection with the future Beis HaMikdash. The Rebbeinu Shlomo will build the Beis HaMikdash if we appreciate it. The most powerful way of appreciating what the Beis HaMikdash is, to stop and feel the sense of loss, the fact that we don't have it. And that is Be'emus, really laying the foundations of Beis HaMikdash, really building the Beis HaMikdash. And when we're doing that, Tisha B'Av, says the Shulchan Aruch, you can't do that on Shabbos, because there's no Binyan Beis HaMikdash on Shabbos. Lemaisa, this is very difficult. Right, Beis HaMikdash is something that the Ge'ula is all over our tefillos, wherever you turn. Davening begins, what's the first part of davening? Straight after Birchas HaShachar. Karbonos, at least that's what it says in the Siddur, don't know what they do in the shul, but Lamaisa, the first thing a Yid meant to start davening, you can't get to Psukah de Zimra. You can't really have a successful Psukah de Zimra if we haven't said Karbonos. Some say the long version, some say the short version, maybe there's a super short version, whatever it is, but at least to have said Korbanos before we start Psukah de Zimra. Azoi boitzecha tefillah, that's the foundation of tefillah. The avodah, the esek of Torah in the inyanim of Korbanos. That's how it starts and it finishes with Yirotzum ufonecha Hashem elikeish yibonah beis hamikdash b'mehira v'yameinu. That's how we start. And from there, if we have a successful Korbanos, we can move into a Psukah de Zimra. Shirois v'sishbochis, taka gaguim taka rishboruch. But what's the final line? What's the punchline of Psukah de Zimra? Where does Psukah de Zimra end us? What do we say before Yishtabach? Before the bracha? V'honu moshim b'artzio in lishbeit esareisof v'hoysanach l'ashem amalucha. You get excited about the Rabbeinu Shlalim, you say, but we don't see him. Where's the malchus of the Rabbeinu Shlalim? So you finish, oi, we need Mashiach. That krecht, that is the end of Psukah de Zimra. We need Mashiach, Rebbeinu Shlom. Where's the Malchus of the Rebbeinu Shlom? Oh, V'olam Mashiach Maratzi and Nishbet Sarisov. One day Mashiach will come, V'hoysel Hashem HaMelucha. And then, that's already a new Madrega, in the Sforim of Kabbalah, if you open up one of these fancy Kabbalistic Sidurim, you see that they have it all sorted out, different Olamas, different parts of davening. There's the first part, it's Karbonos, then it's Psukah de Zimra, then it's Birchas Krishma, you know, people who really know what they're doing in davening, actually entering new realms, new Olamos, when they move into the next section of davening. They've entered Birchas Krishma, the Kabbalah Salmach Shemaim, Shema. So what's the punchline of that? What's the final bottom line of Birchas Krishma? Shiro Chadosho, and then we say, Tzur Yisrael, Kuma Be'ezras Yisrael, Ufdeichin Umecho Yehudov Yisrael, Goyaleinu Hashem Tzvok Yishmoit. You finish, because it's the same thing. Remember, we need the Geula. Everything is, it all leads to one point. You start to feel, being a Yid means, anything you do seriously, you finish off feeling, oi, I need the Geula. That's what it leads to. And the Shmoneh Esra is full of it. It's not Revon Yenu and Kavashu for Godel and Yerushalayim Ircha and Tzemach David and Ritzei Hashem Aleikenu Ba'amcha Yisrael Ba'oshev Savoido Ledvir Beisecha. It's all about Geula. The whole of Shemoneh Esra is built around Geula. And when we finish and we've said Yisrael Shalom Yerotzim Ufanecha Shibonev Beis HaMikdash B'mheira V'yameinu V'sech. You can't get away from it. It doesn't stop there, does it? How do we finish every tefillah? What comes at the end of every tefillah? Aleinu l'shaveach. What's aleinu l'shaveach about? Alkin nekav l'cha Hashem aleikenu lirois mehera b'seferes uzecho. Everything is around Birchas HaMashiach. You can't be serious about it. In fact, we keep stopping. And if you notice, we keep stopping in davening, right? After every section we stop. And what do? Say Kaddish. Now what's Kaddish? Yehei Shmei Rabba Mevarach, also about Birchas HaMashiach. Also that feeling, if only the Rebbeinu Shlom's name was revealed as it will be in the times of Mashiach. It's the central theme right through davening. And it comes up in benching, and it comes up in Alamichya, and it comes up at the Sheva Brachas. It's very much part of our davening. But is it part of our lives? What can we do to relate to Binyan Beis HaMikdash? If Chazal are telling us clearly in all their tefillos that we should be feeling a sense of a rotzen, a gaguin for Bias HaMashiach. How can we change ourselves over this Tisha B'Av that we get a little bit more of a sense of closeness, that it makes sense for us to daven for Beis HaMikdash? It's very difficult. You know, many people find that it's a struggle to be Mechavan Shemoneh Esrei. Say the first few brachas are okay. From Atochenin to Baruch Aleinu are still okay. Atochenin, Lodim Das, we ask for the Rosh to give us the intelligence we need to run our life. Refuah Shleima, Parnosa. That's it. But then all this other stuff, there's Semach David, Yishlaim, Irchot, Kaba Shefa, it's hard for us to relate to. And I think one of the problems is, an interesting thing, you know, you daven for Parnosa. What did Rabbeinu Shalom answer? He said, I need help. I need £100,000. Did he say yes? Did he say no? Well, sometimes he says yes, often he says no. But we have a feeling that possibly the Rabbeinu Shalom answered our tefillos. Yeah, it's possible. But when it comes to the other brachas, comes to Yerushalayim Ericha, did he answer your tefillos? Did the Rabbeinu Shalom answer our tefillos of Yerushalayim Ericha? No. There are millions of tefillos, right? Every week, the Klal Yisrael send up millions of Yerushalayim Erichos. This has been going on for 2,000 years. And every time the Rebbeinu Shalom says, no, sure, so my tefillah is going to be any different. He's refused so many tefillos. How can we daven again? Every day we're meant to say, Semach Tov Davdecha. It gets difficult. We've been refused so many times. This is one tefillah that you know the Rebbeinu Shalom has said, no, 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 no. And not just us. Tzadikim, Gedoyle Yisrael have been davening as Tzemach Tovid Mishalayim Ircha for so many years. And they've also been refused. So, how tefillahs are going to make such a difference? It's difficult to understand. Difficult to take it seriously. Difficult to daven with a rotzen to be answered. With a feeling that maybe this time the Rebbeinu Shalom will answer. Just seems a little unlikely. So another kasha that I'm sure bothered you. Chazal tell us that Kol Dershele Nivno Beis HaMikdash B'Yomov Kilo Nechra B'Yomov, Erech Letz Veloshen. Different Nuschois, Kol Mishalei Nivno Beis HaMikdash B'Yomov Kilo Nechra B'Yomov. Fred Ibn Eisosko, what does that say about all the tzaddikim who lived in previous generations? It means they were all a bunch of Rishoyim Meisters. All bad. I mean, they were all as bad as the Dor HaChorban. We look back at that generation, we think there must have been something wrong with that generation. The Beis Mikdash was destroyed. So we've been as evil ever since. If you've got a nusach in Chazal, if you've got the girsa, that kol mi shalei nivna Beis Mikdash miyomov, that's even more difficult. So what about all those tzaddikim who lived at times of the Churban and didn't bring the Bini Beis Mikdash back? So I suppose you say they would have brought it back, but the Dor was going to... The Bnei Yisrael has a new digi said, they had to build it up slowly. And I think that this, if we can appreciate this, give it a few minutes thought over Tisha B'Av, it may help us get a knisa to the whole Avelus of Yerushalayim, the whole Binyan of Yerushalayim, and being able to daven for Bias HaMashiach. Chaim Volozhin, at the beginning of Nefesh HaChaim, brings a chazal. And Chazal tell us that when Titus came to destroy the Beis HaMikdash, he was very proud of himself. General Yerushalayim was a very powerful city. Klal Yisrael at the time was a force to reckon with. And he'd now destroyed the Beis HaMikdash, and he was patting himself on the back. And a baskel came out from heaven and said, Kimcha Tchina Tochus. You think you're so clever. You just milled ground flour. You think you took wheat and you put it into the mill and you ground it. And you think, oh, I must be a strong man. I was able to ground that flour. It's nothing. What went into that mill was already ground. You're grinding ground flour. What does that mean? And the Nefesh HaChaim says, Apashtezach. What was special about the Beis HaMikdash? Was it the wood, the stones of the Beis HaMikdash, or was it the Shechina that was in the Beis HaMikdash? It's Poshet. It's the Shechina in the Beis HaMikdash. Just like a person who's alive, the body is not the Ikka. Yes, when the Neshama is in the body, the whole body's alive. The person's walking, talking, expressing himself with every sinew in his being. The body is alive. But it's alive because it has the Neshama inside it. If you want to pick a fight with someone, you don't start with him, because he might hit you back. But that's because he's got a neshama, a life koyach that can power the guf. And if you want help from him, You're appealing to his guf to help you. You ask him to help you change a tire on your car, but he can only do that because he has a neshama bekirboy. There's the chayim, and there's the guf that holds it. The Beis HaMikdosh is only such a powerful place because it's got the Shechina inside it. The Kedush of the Beis HaMikdosh, the Iker Kedush of the Beis HaMikdosh, is only there when the Shechina. It's the Epsa Shechina that still remains even after the Churban. But the Koyach of the Beis HaMikdosh is because it's got an Neshama inside. What they were saying to Titus, says Reb Chaim, what the Rebbeinu Shem was sending a message was, you think you destroyed a live Beis HaMikdosh? The Beis HaMikdosh was Niftar already. When Kalal Yisrael did Averus, the Shechina left the Beis HaMikdosh. It was an empty shell. So of course you could knock it down, Chochem. Let's see you go and make war with a live Beis HaMikdosh. That would be a Chochma. Kam Chetchina Tochnes. It looked like it was a Beis HaMikdosh. That's not the Beis HaMikdosh. That's the body of the Beis HaMikdosh. So Reb Chaim, so where is the Chaim of the Beis HaMikdosh? And here they go from gone. When Klal Yisrael came to build the Mishkan the first time, which word is stressed in the Pasuk? Nidvas Lev. The fact that they gave to the Beis HaMikdosh with a willing heart. Why is that so important? So the Vilna Gaon, because the truth is that the Shechina doesn't rest in the Beis HaMikdosh. The Shechina doesn't rest in the Mishkan. Where does the Shechina live? V'shachamti b'soichom. The Shechina lives amongst Klal Yisrael. B'soich kol echad v'echad. That's where the Shechina is. The Beis HaMikdosh is just the place that represents the heart of the whole of Klal Yisrael. And therefore, when you build a Beis HaMikdosh, you have to build it with the Yiddish heart. How do you take a Jewish heart and connect it to a Beis HaMikdosh? If a person donates a donation that comes from the heart, then his heart goes into the Beis HaMikdosh, and the Mishkan of the Beis HaMikdosh becomes a place that holds within it the heart of Klal Yisrael. But the Shechina, when it rests, is not resting in a little room, it's not resting in a building, it's resting in Klal Yisrael. So if Klal Yisrael's hearts are places where the Shechina can be, the Shechina and the Beis HaMikdosh. But as soon as the Klal Yisrael's hearts become places that Shechina doesn't want to be, the Shechina leaves the hearts of Klal Yisrael. The Beis HaMikdosh now is an empty shell, and of course you can have a Titus who comes and destroys it. That's the vault of Reb Chaim Volozhin. So let's think about that. If the death of the Beis HaMikdosh was the Neshama leaving, the Neshama left the Beis HaMikdosh only because it left the Libois of Klal Yisrael. So how are you going to rebuild the Beis HaMikdosh? You're going to bring stones? You're going to bring bricks and wood? That's not going to help. That wasn't the problem. When Titus came, the story was over. It was horrible already. If you want to rebuild a Beis HaMikdosh, a pile of bricks and stones isn't going to help. The only way to rebuild a Beis HaMikdosh is V'asu li mikdosh v'shachanti b'soichom. Bilvovi mishkan evne. To rebuild a mishkan within our hearts. If a Yid builds a Beis HaMikdosh in his heart, then there's a piece of Shechina already here. When there's enough hearts with Shechina inside, then it'll be the natural conclusion. If there's Shechina in the Libois of Klal Yisrael, then automatically the Beis HaMikdosh will be rebuilt. It won't be a Chiddush. If the Shechina's back, if the Libois of Klal Yisrael are there, then Memela there's a Beis HaMikdosh. And the Chiddush is that the lave of Klal Yisrael is one great big lave that spans generations, goes across communities. There's one lave of Klal Yisrael. And every neshama of every yid is a part of that lave. There's a place the Shechina has to fill every one of those little hearts. And when there's enough Shechina, I don't know whether it's 20%, 60%, 70%, 80%, when there's enough Shechina in Klal Yisrael, automatically the Beis HaMikdosh will be rebuilt. Sotah b'nei Yisrael, well, that doesn't start today. That starts at the time of the Churban. There was thousands and millions of Yidden who lived then and have been living since. And every one of those Yidden was given a piece of the nefesh, of the neshama of Klal Yisrael. And he has a choice. Is that lave going to be a place of Shechina, or is it not going to be a place of Shechina? And it's those millions of fragments of Kedusha that ultimately will tip the scale and create that Shechina b'toich libois b'nei Yisrael, which will automatically bring to the Binyan Beis HaMikdosh. Says the B'nei Yisoscho, what Chazal mean when they talk about Nivne Beis HaMikdosh and Chorev Beis HaMikdosh is on a spiritual level. Every individual, if he finishes his life with a Beis HaMikdosh digger feeling, if he can cry Tisha B'Av because he feels so connected to the Kedusha of Beis HaMikdosh, he's become a Beis HaMikdosh digger yid. One little piece of Beis HaMikdosh has been rebuilt. But a person who lives his life and hasn't turned himself into a Beis HaMikdosh, hasn't turned himself into a Mokum Shechina, he, for all intents and purposes, has been Machriv the Beis HaMikdosh, because he didn't do his piece. His piece of Beis HaMikdosh remains Chorev. And therefore, someone else is going to have to make it up. There's going to have to be some other way to rebuild the Beis HaMikdosh. So to when you save in Yerushalayim, Ircha, it's not just about the big binyan of Yerushalayim. It's about building our own little piece of Beis HaMikdosh. Is that Bilvavi Mishkan Evne real? Have I become a place of Shechina? When one hears that, for starters, it means this is something that's Negea to us. It's very real. The tefillis of Yerotzin Sheibana Beis HaMikdosh Mimheira V'Yomeinu V'Sein Chelkeinu B'Seir HaSecha becomes such a relevant thing. I'm asking Rabbeinu Shalom, rebuild the Beis HaMikdosh, but how am I going to do that? Where's my piece? V'Sein Chelkeinu B'Seir HaSecha, which sometimes is translated as one of the panim. V'Sein Chelkeinu, give us our part in Torah. What do you mean our part in Torah? Every neshama has a piece of Torah that it has to absorb, that it has to be megala, that it has to learn. By some people it's writing svarim on Rambam, others maybe it's writing svarim on Kabbalah, and by others it's struggling with Poshup Shat and Chumash Rashi. But he has a chelik of Torah, his Mishnayos, his Gemara, his Medrash, his Nach, his Chumash, his Musa. Each person's chelik in Torah is a new gilui. It's a piece of Shechina by Klal Yisrael. That little piece of neshama that comes from a specific ois b'Torah is now alive, has now been lit up. When there are enough of those tiny lights, eventually the gula will come. Today we have LEDs. You can get even car lights and even big lights. They're actually made of tiny little LEDs. When enough of those lights add up, there'll be an oira that will automatically bring Mashiach. A person turns his lave into a lave of Shechina, says the Shlach HaKadosh, with Torah, changes the lave of Klal Yisrael. Tefillah makes a person into a chefzer of Mishkan. And if a person does tztaka at home, his shulchan, Chazal say, becomes a shulchan, or like the shulchan of the Beis HaMikdosh. When our homes are Batei Mikdosh, when our minds have the shechina of Eisek HaTorah, when our hearts are filled with the rotzen and the connection to the Ribono Shel Olam that comes from tefillah, those three together, the home, the heart, the mind, the blend of those three makes a person into a chefetz of Shechina. When we're a chefetz of Shechina, then we can say, Taka, our piece of Beis HaMikdosh has been rebuilt. And we ask the Rebbe that when we've got enough of those little Beis HaMikdosh, we should join them all together to build the Beis HaMikdosh with Mashiach Tzidkenu, B'mheira V'yameinu Amen.